The Guardian.
Hello and welcome to the Guardian Guide to Running podcast. Over the next 8 weeks, these podcasts will help you make the journey from complete running novice to being able to jog for 30 minutes non-stop. Don't worry about the Lycra, the Vaseline and the isotonic drinks just yet. All you need for now is a decent pair of proper running shoes and a bit of determination and desire. I'll be with you every step of the way as you build up your fitness, stamina and overall well-being. Don't believe you can run for half an hour? Well, neither did I a few months ago. Anyway, enough of all that. We'll be taking things nice and easy as we kick off the training program with a mix of very short runs and recovery walks. Let's start off with a 5 minute warm-up walk. Cue the banging house music. How's your walk going? You should be going at a fairly brisk pace to get your body warmed up, quick enough to get your heart beating faster, but not so fast that you're out of breath. Okay, you're halfway through the warm-up walk. Keep it going.
Won't you treat me right? I could treat you right.
5-minute warm-up walk's nearly up, which means it's nearly time for your first run. It's not a sprint, you want to be doing a really light jog. It's just for 1 minute, and I'll let you know when it's time to stop. Okay? Off you go. Well done. Slow down to a walk. That's the first run under your belt. Unfortunately, there are 7 more to do, but you've got 90 seconds to recover right now. Higher and higher. We're gonna reach out for the sun until we get to number 1. Higher and higher. No, it can't be outdone. 'Cause we only just begun. The sky's no longer the limit, no longer the limit. Okay, time for the next 60-second run. Let's go. That's really good. It's time to slow down now. Recover for 90 seconds and make sure you keep walking briskly. Higher and higher. We're gonna reach out for the sun until we get to number 1. Higher and higher. No, it can't be outdone. 'Cause we only just begun. The sky's no longer the limit. No longer the limit. No longer the limit. No. No longer the limit, no longer the limit, no. The sky's no longer the limit, no longer the limit.
limit, no. The sky's no longer the limit, no longer the limit, no longer the limit, no. The sky's no longer the limit, no longer the limit, no longer the limit, no. The sky's no longer the limit, no longer the limit, no longer the limit, no.
Right, let's start your third 60-second run. Go for it. Time to slow down again and let your body recover with another brisk 90-second walk. Time for one of those 60-second runs again. We're about halfway through this session, so keep it going. You're doing really well. Off you go. Time to slow down again and another 90-second recovery walk. That's the walk over. Ready for another run? Of course you are. Off you go. Slow down to walking pace. Not too slow, please. Just listen to this amazing music. That's your 90-second walkover. You ready for your next one? All right, let's do it. Time to slow down again and recover for 90 seconds. Okay, let's run again. Keep your pace nice and steady. There's no need to shoot off. Time to slow down again. Time for another brisk 90-second walk before your final run for this session. Okay, here we go, the final 60 seconds. You're nearly done. Keep up the good work. Let's go. Slow down to walking again now. That was a really great start. You've just run for 8 minutes and done almost half an hour of exercise overall. Not bad at all, and you can hopefully feel that endorphin rush. To build yourself up for the next stage, you need to complete this podcast at least 3 times before moving on to week 2 of the program. Just give yourself a day's rest between each run. To finish off, keep walking for another 5 minutes right through to the end of the music. When you get home, drink some water to help your body rehydrate. See you next time.
Visit guardian.co.uk/loveyourrun to tell us about your run and find inspiration for your next one.